when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there and all the new people coming in to just listen to this program. I hope that we can be of some service to you. Hope that you will think that that we are deserving of coming on this radio show and that we're deserving of our name, the reputation we have built. And what is that reputation? That reputation is we're the only radio program, only media I know of the United States, perhaps even the world, that has pledged our entire program, our entire staff has pledged, we've preserved our life to fight against global white genocide that's going full bore right now. Faster than it ever has. And by the way, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We're proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio all over the United States, and some people pick us up worldwide, all the time zones. My name is Eddie the Bomber Deer Miller. I founded this program, Blood River Radio. I'm very proud of that. We have a tremendous staff. We really do. But anyway, this is the last Saturday of January. This Saturday, January the 27th, in the year of our Lord and Savior, 2024. There's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. And people, in order to get saved, it's very simple. You can say it one sentence: Jesus Christ plus nothing. That's it. And people, and just in case you're coming on, just in case you know you've never listened to us before, we always start with a prayer on this program right after the introduction. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to go to my old buddy, the Alabama Lone Wolf, Rand Owen. He's going to lead us into a quick prayer. So if you will, Brother Rand, if you don't mind, lead us to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah, sure, Eddie. If I could, I'd like to read a little bit of scripture. From Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And then I would like to go to John, chapter 16, just one verse, 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Yes.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we just humbly come to you and just bow down and just thank you, Lord. We just want to tell you we love you. We thank you. We thank you for your creation, all the magnificent creation that you have allowed us to have a short time here on this earth in a flesh body to enjoy. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you for never leaving us, Lord, and being with us. Always. And Lord, we just want to thank you for this program. We want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to come on this program to show that we are a Christian program and that we do proclaim you as our King and our Savior. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you that if we choose that we can have eternal life in that kingdom long after this short life here on earth is over. Lord, we just want to thank you for the people that are in Blood River Radio as participants. And Lord, we also want to thank you for our listeners out there, Lord. And I just pray that you would be with all of them and bless all of them, Lord. But Lord, most of all, we want to thank you for Jesus, Yeshua Jesus, who come and died a death on the cross, shed his blood, in order that we might have that eternal life that I mentioned. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us surround ourselves with people that have only the interest of fighting global white genocide and not so much people with alternative agendas. Lord, we just pray that you would help us surround ourselves with those type of folks, people that will stand with you and for you until the bitter end, Lord, and would never shy away and would never deny you as being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And these things we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
And Brother Ed, let me say this real quick. I think we're coming to a day where it's going to get down to the nut cutting, that people are going to be put in a situation where they're going to have to stand with Jesus Christ, or either they're going to have to take the easy way out and go with the worldly globalists that are trying to control this world now.
And I think we're there now, Rand.
Yeah, I think we are, brother. And I just wanted to add that after the prayer.
You're most welcome, and you did a wonderful job. And people, as you also know, before getting further, we have to mention our donor. We had a donor this week. I'm really proud of the fella. I always joke with him and tell him that he's my illegitimate son. I'm so fond of him. The first time I met him, we just had this magic chemistry. We hooked up together. His name is Jason Robb. He is an attorney at law. He's a lawyer over in Arkansas. He is the legal counsel for the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. They were headquartered in Zinc, Arkansas. And God willing, me and Rand might make a little trip over there in September. I don't know if Rand's ever been to a cross lighting, but there's nothing like it. We're going to go, and we're very proud of that. We don't try to hide that, you know. You can wear a robe. I don't even need a damn robe. I want the world to see who the hell I'm marching, lighting that cross. But I like to light one out in front of my house. I just might do that. But anyway, me and Rand may be going over there except Labor Days, that they only have the cross lighting once a year. And you don't say burning a cross, not for those folks over there, because it's totally different. But anyway, we got the donor. Jason sent us a really nice donation, and he's going to come. He's going to do a project for us in the near future. He's going to be doing a research project. He's busy doing it right now. As well, people wondering what happened to Mark Tommy. Mark Tommy hadn't gone anywhere. He's going to be busy working on another project. These two people we talked about, Jason is a lawyer, and Mark is an engineer. They're smart folks, and they're looking into stuff that they're interested in, as historical facts exposing the Jew. It's going to be a great treat for you when we bring those folks back on. But listen, people, before we go any further, I'm dedicating this broadcast to my sister, my spirit sister. I knew her since high school. She's my sister-in-law, my wife's dear sister, Jean Magnette. She was shot and killed in cold blood by a feral Negro 30 years ago yesterday. It was her 30th anniversary. She was shot and killed because she was white. The district attorney here in Memphis, Tennessee, said that not once, not twice, but multiple times. The feral Negro that killed her had a rap sheet, along with the proverbial arm, and he had never murdered a black. He only murdered the whites, and she was a single. Well, her husband went wacko. He was drafted during the Vietnam War. He went nuts and left her. He turned into a psycho. I knew him in high school, but he just couldn't handle it. He went totally psycho, and she was raising the child by herself. Anyway, the show is dedicated to Jean Magnette. I'll never get over that. She died. She choked. She drowned in her own blood, gurgling, trying to speak for help. And she couldn't speak because the blood was coming out of her mouth or her nose because the NIG shot her in the lung. He really did. Anyway, so the show is dedicated to Jean Magnette. Quick outline. First hour is going to be me and the Alabama Lone Wolf, who just got through saying a prayer. Yes, sir. Rand Owen, the Alabama Lone Wolf. Second hour is going to be Sister Nancy and Braveheart. Third hour will be Sister Nancy and the Bitter Ender. We'll be right back with this introduction after this commercial, folks. Hang on.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we have so much to cover. Sister Nancy thought I was joking, but I wouldn't. We need another hour, but we can't afford it. We don't have the money. And probably it would be too much. Our listeners probably would never stay for 4 hours. But listen, so I may not have time to do anything else because we got so much material, and we got one, two, three, four of the co-hosts coming on. Rand hasn't been here in several weeks, so we're going to let him kind of pretty much ramrod this program because he's so good to come in on his own time. I'm going to read, the January-February issue of the Barnes Review. Somebody, some nice person sends me these, have subscribed me, whoever that did it. I sure love you for it, and thank you. Anyway, there's the front page is dedicated to honoring the legacy of Patrick Pierce. Patrick Pierce was key. He's like, I understand by this article right here, he was like a national hero, like Robert E. Lee would be here, or George Washington. And he was executed by the bloody British, of course. But he tried with all his might. He was an intellectual, very high intelligence, an intellectual. Started his own college, all kind of stuff like that. And he was real mild, meek, but he wasn't getting anywhere. So he came on a fundraising junket. He came to the United States, and he was lecturing to people and begging for money. And he got this letter right here. Because keep in mind, he was a peacenik, like some of my brothers are peaceniks. He got a letter from a man in America, a very rich man. The letter says, see here, young, and this is like, this is going to be kind of like the tone of our program. It always is, really, for tonight, even the tonight and all other times. The letter says, see here, young man. Educating a new generation in patriotism is all well. I like to underscore that. Educating. You always hear that. We got to educate. Educating a new generation in patriotism is all very well. But if you don't start killing off the British overlords, they will rub your country down to the nub. Our forefathers, he's speaking of the First War of Independence here in the United States, our forefathers tried every peaceful way to gain their liberty. They begged, they pleaded, they petitioned for generations, but got nowhere until they started shooting. That's all tyrants have ever understood. It's no different today. The British Empire is big, Ireland is small, but we face the same odds and won. So can you. And I would like to add in big brackets, but you're not going to win by any peaceful way. There's going to have to be blood in the streets, just like Amschel Rothschild said when they asked him, when some newspaper reporters asked him, when was the best time to buy stock? He said, when there's blood in the streets. Well, that's all they understand, Rand, is blood in the streets. Well, that... just kind of setting the tone. I think that sets the tone real well. We might do a thing on Patrick Pierce one of these days. But anyway, Rand, what do you want to lead off with, brother?
Well, that kind of fits with a few things that I did want to talk about, Brother Eddie. And I'd just like to say today's overlords, which are the globalist elites, they're ready to rub the whole world down to a nub. It's just not going to be one particular place. It's going to be the whole world. And saying that, I just like to, and some of this goes back a couple of weeks, like to January the 12th, I'm going to read a few headlines, and it goes in with what you were saying about the Brits. This comes from military.com. Airstrikes pound Houthis in Yemen as U.S. and U.K. retaliate for Red Sea attacks on shipping. And you're going to see a pattern here as I read these headlines. It's just more escalation of World War III. The Wall Street Journal said, U.S.-led Yemen strikes heighten risk of a broader Middle East conflict. They're preparing you in your mind to get ready. This thing's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Well, the Houthis, they have promised to respond. And... because they got hit like 73 times the other day by the U.S. and U.K. Missile strikes. And, of course, the U.S. and the U.K., guess what they say? They say these strikes are necessary to push back against Iranian aggression. They always like to use the Iranians, and they always like to use that word aggression. And I've said on here before, and somebody can correct me, but I think it's been well over 100 years since Iran and the Iranians have invaded any other country. I know they had a border war with Iraq, but they haven't invaded another country in over 100 years. And those Houthis over there, they got support. Right after these airstrikes, they put almost 1 million people in the street demonstrating. And I'm glad to see them stand up and support what's going on by the Zionist Israelis, Antichrist, in Palestine. So they're supporting the Palestinians. And but you see, you got to kind of see the West. They got to get this thing ramped up so they can go ahead and give Israel the green light to bomb Iran, you know. And here's another article here. It says Houthis warn all force. This comes from Newsweek. Houthis warn all force will be used to respond U.S. bombing of Yemen. And another one, this is from a Russian site. This is the Pana Hibachi. It says Houthis plan to strike U.S. linked naval vessels coming through the Red Sea. And let me just stop a minute. I got a few more I want to read. But, you know, we always hear on the main mainstream media, which I don't listen to anymore, but I know what this is said. They always want to talk about how the Arabs hate America. Well, it's not really that they hate Americans. I don't think they actually hate me or Brother Eddie. But they definitely hate the stance with Zionism that the leadership of America takes. And a child could understand that and see why they would feel that way. But, you know, the UK, the West, the United States, they're joined together with these Zionists, and they're going to stand with these Zionists until somebody's defeated. And it's going to be, in my opinion, good versus bad. But another headline coming from that same Russian site, Medvedev, he warned Britain of consequences of deploying troops to Ukraine. Yeah, they actually, because see, they signed an agreement. See, they sent this, this come from Rutgers. They sent the prime minister, who, by the way, is a Hindu. Now think about that. You got a British prime minister who's a Hindu. He was appointed by Charles III. Of course, he's the first Hindu, the first Asian to be a prime minister. But they sent him in there in the last few days to Ukraine and made a new agreement, signed this security agreement. And they're going now give 2.5 billion pounds of military aid, which includes long-range missiles and other military equipment. Well, if they send these long-range missiles in there, you're talking about being able to hit Moscow. And they more than likely going to have to send personnel in there to deploy these missiles. So you see how things are just, you know, they laying it out there for the whole world to hear and see. RT says British troops in Ukraine would be a declaration of war. This comes from the beginning. He said just those troops being there in Ukraine.
Well, hell yes.
Would be a declaration of war against Russia. And he goes on to say, and I'm not going to read his exact quote, but he goes on to say he warns of a nuclear response if Ukraine hits any kind of missile sites inside of Russia. He's already warned them they would respond nuclear. But that the whole world, at least the West, is gearing up for this. And I'm going to try to wrap this up. Sweden, the leadership in Sweden has warned.
That's so sad.
Public citizens now to prepare for war. Prepare for war. And they're using this new term, pre-war generation. You know, they throwing that out there about this pre-war generation. You know, they telling them that's them. The Ukrainians, they already getting 60-year-old men. They've sent the Ukrainians. It really isn't the Ukrainians. It's the daggum elitist, Satanist leadership Jew. Of this global Jews. They sent the best of the Ukrainians in there to die and shed their blood. And this come from a Russian that I read the other day. He said those people, talking about the Ukrainians, they come from the same roots. I hear the music. I'll wrap it up when we get back. We'll go on.
We'll do. I'll make a comment when we come back and let you rock and roll. Be right back, folks.
Jesus. pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. New this hour, the United Nations fires 12 staffers for their alleged involvement in the October 7th terrorist attack in Israel. 1,200 Jewish people slaughtered at a music festival and area kibbutzes. Hamas still holding 130 Israelis and Americans hostage. In other news, former President Donald Trump ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll a whopping total of $83 million in damages for defaming her. The New York jury in federal court awarding $18 million in compensatory damages and $65 million in punitive damages. She originally asked for $10 million. The jury deliberated for 3 hours and came to a unanimous verdict. Now, on Truth Social, Donald Trump writing, "Absolutely ridiculous!" Exclamation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon, he writes. They have taken away all First Amendment rights. This is not America! Exclamation point. Changing gears now, a warning from the State Department to Americans thinking of traveling to the Bahamas, as there have been 18 murders there so far this year. The U.S. Embassy in the Bahamas releasing a security warning and travel advisory in light of an uptick in gang violence. Now, earlier in the week, the State Department putting Jamaica on a travel advisory list due to an increase in violence there. The LA Times announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff, or about 115 people, from the newsroom. These job cuts expected as the owners of California's largest daily paper say it's losing between $30 and $40 million a year. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. I'm going to briefly comment to what Duran just got through going over. The chief of staff in the UK is saying, he's putting out the call that he thinks their front and second line troops may get wiped out. I mean, I don't know where he's coming, this lunatic, talking about that. Something must have some kind of war planned. He said that they're going to have to arm the British populace, specifically talking about the people in London and all over, because he said they're going to have to get ready to fight in the streets. He said they're going to arm mom and pop, grandma and grandpa, to defend, to fight for their homeland. Well, I'd like to point a few facts out to that nut job. They don't have, those white people in London, in England, and especially London, don't have a homeland anymore. Rand just pointed out that they have a damn black Hindu mayor there. The population in London, I've heard, is like that of South Chicago or South Memphis. It's like 78% of howling black mobs from North Africa that hate those whites. You can't say anything against that massive invasion of blacks for fear of going to prison for violating hate laws, hate speech. These people have been kicked out of their own countries. My question is to this stinking UK general. I would love to get in the phone booth with that son of a bitch. Is why would these white people get in the street and fight their fellow white? I would assume he's talking about Russians. I, dear sir, would fight for the Brits, for the Russians. The Russians need to come in there and save these white people who've been totally taken over and virtually enslaved by these millions of white-hating coloreds. They're raping white girls every day. They have grooming camps, and they're doing it with the aid of the government. So your government hates you. The niggas that are coming in there from all over the world, they hate you people, and you white people. So have some guts and stand up and tell that British chief of staff to kiss your ass. And better yet, go in a mob and get him and put some good old-fashioned piano wire around his neck and drag him down the street and pick his head up by the hair of the head after it comes off his body and use it for a soccer ball. And turn all them other niggas over there and run them out. Don't fight the Russians coming in, for God's sakes. They're the ones coming there to save you. So back to you, Rand.
Yeah, thank you, Eddie. And that man, that general or whatever he is you're talking about, his name is Sir Patrick Sanders.
What a nut job.
The Times of London referred to him as the British Army Chief. And you're exactly right. He is warning the citizens that we are going to war. This is his words. We are going to war with Russia. Get ready. So, yes, you're exactly right, Ed. But you're talking about these different nations. You got the Netherlands. You got Sweden. You got Germany. You got Britain. Of course, you got America. All typing up, putting into the citizens' mind. We're going to war. That way, when this happens, they can say, well, you know, we tried to tell y'all that, you know, the Russians were bad. We had to do something, blah, 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 stuff like this. And what I would say to people before I finish up reading, because I'm going to go to the Russians, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what some of the Russian leadership is saying and some of the religious leaders in Russia are saying. But I just want to put out here, people, get your souls ready. get your souls ready, because, you know, I don't know, we may get took out. The good Lord may decide to take us out to keep us from having to endure. I don't know. I'm just putting that out there. But if you want to store up something, store up the Lord in your hearts and minds. You can't go wrong with that. He'll lead you in the right direction. So just get your soul ready. I want to go to news. This is from Newsweek, and this comes from Russians.
Huh? Before you go further, let me make one quick call. I'm putting a call out. This call, it'll take a minute, Red. I'm putting a call out to the entire population, white Christian population of the world, the so-called citizens, the peons that are not in the government. I'm putting this call out, starting with the white people in Britain and the white people in Germany, going to Germany, the white people in France, the white people in this country here, white people all over the world. Tell these Jew-controlled so-called leaders, like that psycho in Britain that's calling for all that war against Russia, tell them to go to hell. Better yet, revolt. The world, white people of the world, you need to revolt. Like the communist Jews used to say during the communist revolutions, all you have to lose are your chains. White people, all you have to lose is your early grave. Because if you go to fight for these against the Russians, your fellow white Russians, brothers, you're going to be taken out by nuclear weapons, and deservingly so. If you go fight against your fellow Christian Russians, Russia is Christendom right now. It's the only white, it's the largest repository of white people left on earth. It's the only Christian nation left on earth. So you white people in the world, I beg of you, turn on your masters. Drag them out with piano wire. If you can't find piano wire, just plain old electrical cord will do. Anything you can get. And hang the sons of bitches. Cut their heads off. Do whatever it takes to take them out. Because if we don't take them out, they're going to take us out. That's the call. Have some guts. If you don't do that, they're going to get rid of you. They're going, these Jews that are leading this whole satanic operation, they're going to destroy the whole world. So that's it. I'm putting out the call. The duty is yours. The duty is ours. Rand, go ahead, brother.
Amen, brother. You're just right, Eddie. And when I get through reading a couple of things right here that's coming out of Russia, that's going to fit right in with what you just said when I make a comment after I read this. And this comes from, it come out of Newsweek, but it comes from Russian state TV, which would be like the public broadcast system here in America. And it was Vladimir Sovorov. I know I butchered these names. Y'all have to forgive me about that. But
You're doing great.
I'm from Central Alabama. But anyway, he's the host of a Russian media outlet. And this is what he said just a day or two ago. And this is, quote, "In a Western scenario planning, there is no alternative to a total war with Russia. They've lost their sense of fear." Let that sink in, people. They've lost their sense of fear. But the fact is that they've lost their sense of fear, and for them, a war with Russia became commonplace and de facto turned not just into an event that they fear, but into something that they're planning. This is exceedingly worrisome while the process is underway. And he went on to say that NATO was satanic. They're Satanists. He said they're absolutely.
He's right.
Yeah, he's right. He said they're absolutely Satanists. He said, "We're not fighting Ukraine, but the Satanists through Ukraine." And
yes.
He's right. And one other thing, and this is going from like the political talk to more religion talk, and this that the Russians, they believe that they're fighting the devil. They think the leaders.
Yes, he is. He's right.
And they're right. And listen, folks. If you got it in your mind, if you're a Christian and you got it in your mind that you're fighting Satan, there ain't no limits. There ain't no going back. There's no limits or whatever. And this patriarch the other day, I think he was speaking to what they call the Russian Duma. I should have researched that a little more.
Duma? Before. Right, you're right. Duma. It's a Duma.
He said, this is what he said, and this is like a patriarch. If we're told that the whole world is one way and that we're the exception, no, it's not the entire world which is like that. And this war hasn't yet been lost. And it's very important that our country, relying on its spiritual and cultural tradition of hundreds of years, a country which formed its own code of moral values, is able in some sense to lead the resistance to the Antichrist. And I need just a minute or two when we come back, and I'll
sure. People, we're going to go right back to Rand as soon as we come back from this break, and I'm going to put out one more call. Be right back, folks.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back to Mr. Rand. I cannot believe this hour is over already. I still have a stack 2 inches deep. We'll never get to cover. But go ahead, Brother Rand. You're on fire, brother.
I'm just going to wrap it up real quick, Eddie. I was just talking about that patriarch in Russia, and he more or less said, he put it out there, that their resistance is to Antichrist. Now, just my personal little belief about that is I don't think it's actually de facto Antichrist, because I think that will be Satan himself. I don't think he's arrived yet. But his spirit and his minions are definitely alive and well, and he could be here. I'm not sure, but I don't think
he is, Rand. St. John said he was. St. John said, he said, my children, this is back 2,000 years ago, he said, my children, the Antichrist spirit is here amongst us. The Antichrist, and I would agree with Dr. Hill, the Antichrist is a spirit. But go ahead, Rand.
Yeah. But anyway, the resistance to this coming global evil which I think everybody that listens to the show would agree that it will be and is against Antichrist. But what I want to make the point about the Russians and any of these young men in the United States, any of these Europeans, any of these white men that join these armies, what you've got to think about, if the Russians are saying that they're fighting Antichrist, are you going to have it in your heart to go and fight against someone that in their heart believes they're fighting against Satan? I mean, that's something pretty strong right there. You know, if you're going to go fight against, as Brother Eddie said a while ago, your white brothers who are trying to stand up for at least some type of morals and values, because all you got to do is look around and see what the United States and the West has become when they let every abomination to our Lord and Savior. They promote it. They just don't tolerate it or kind of go along with it. They want to push it down your throat to go along with all that perversion and homosexuality and pedophiles and the blood rituals. I mean, you can just go on and on and look around. All you got to do is turn on the TV, and it's there, right there in your face. And I know I mention about TV a lot, but I promise I don't watch it, but I know what's on it just from getting bits and pieces here and there. Just for instance, maybe visiting my mother-in-law when she's got the TV on. I mean, I can't stay in there but a few minutes because it's just one thing right after another that they throw in your face about this, of race mixing, homosexuals, gender. Oh, it's okay, little boy. Okay, little 9-year-old boy. Well, Mama, I just don't want to be a boy. Well, I'm sorry, son. You a daggum boy, and that's what you're going to be. That's what he needs to be told. But they want to threaten to come put a parent that tells their child that. They want to threaten them about coming and putting them in jail. I mean, that's where we're at, you know. But anyway, I've said about all I need to say about that. I want to say, and I don't know, I hadn't read up enough about it, but I'm proud for the Texans. I'm proud that Alabama seems to be going to stand with the Texans. I wish that Alabama would put up a call for volunteers to send out there to help those Texans. And, you know, that might come to a shootout with those feds. It could very easily. And you know, because not that I think that the Texans would necessarily draw down and shoot at the feds first, but them damn feds would definitely shoot them Texans. You can.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Well, anyway, I'm going to address a few things before I go to these points. I'm going to put the call out one more time. People, what you're looking at, I'm going to repeat myself, but it deserves repeating. Russia right now is the largest repository of pure white people in the world. They do not allow massive non-white immigration there. They haven't. They never have. It's the only Christian nation left in the world. Their Christian leaders have spoken up, rightfully so. They've identified the Antichrist that is working through the West, the UK and Britain mainly, to have control of Germany. So if you join forces against your quiet Christian brothers in Russia, if you join forces with the devil and fight against them, you are not only in risking your life and your family's life physically, you are putting yourself in mortal danger of going to hell. So I beg you, I beseech you, white people of the world, no matter which country you live in, if it comes to that, if it starts telling me that, turn on your slave master and do them in. You have to get rid of them or they will get rid of you. It's that simple. It's us or them. I'd like to point out this right here. I was surfing the internet the other day, talking about the decadent, and following up on what Brother Rand said, the West being so decadent. The United States of America is the number one nation in the world in illegal drug use, non-prescription drug use. The United States of America is the number one nation in the world with the highest rate of sexually transmitted diseases. And they broke it down into chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, various other venereal disease. Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi being the highest of all. Jackson, Mississippi having I know you'll be shocked, a population of about, 92% black. It's even blacker than Memphis. I didn't think that was possible. The United States in America is the number one nation in the world in this LGBT queer activism. It's the number one nation in the world in violence, criminal violence, rape, murder, on and on and on. And yet the Jewish-controlled media sits there and laughs and hoo-haws when the Russian Orthodox minister, priest, Russian Orthodox priest says that they're fighting a decadent West, a sexual perverted West, a drug-crazed West. They said that was like conspiracy theory, false documents, false information. It's not. I researched it. The Russian Orthodox chief is absolutely right. So in closing, I ask you to please do what I said. If it comes to it, if it comes to us or them, let it be them. Drag these people out. Get their pitchforks. There's millions more of us than there is them. Pitchforks, just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, axes, screwdrivers. Shotgun's better, but if you ain't got that, do that. Also, one more thing. Mr. Nancy wanted me to relate. I'm almost out of time. I got to relate a story. With my experiences with the feral black animals in Memphis, I've told you about my sister-in-law. I'm going to make this quick. Back years ago, I hadn't been out of the Army but a few years. My wife was young. We had two young children. My oldest child was about 5 years old. My youngest was two. We were at a park. Pee-wee football going on. Kids flying model airplanes, baseball. It's just like in a lily white area. And it did have some woods in a thicket behind the park. In a matter of minutes, just like the Twilight Zone, all the white people just vanished. It was spooky. And then out of nowhere, at least 25, maybe 30 young nigs came out of the thicket. I was doing my running. I'm a runner. And I was about 2 football fields away, and I saw my wife and 2 children being surrounded by all these nigs. And so I had to go buy my own pickup truck. I usually carry a hammer, a star wheel or something. Nothing there. Not even a piece of glass. So I ran down where my wife was. I was really, really upset. I said, try to get back to the truck. I'll hold him off as long as I can, but I'm not going to last long. I'll be lucky if I can last 2 minutes, 3 at the tops. Well, unbeknownst to me, she had a little .22 automatic my dad had given her. My dad didn't tell her he gave her to me. Took the .22 automatic. I stuck it in the chief nig's face that had been the loud. He looked like he was probably the biggest troublemaker. And then stuck it next to his mouth and invited the nig to say something more. It was like a movie. It was like slow motion. He turned and the other nigs turned in slow motion and just walked off like molasses on a real cold day. That's a true story, people. Nowadays, that wouldn't have worked because nowadays, every nig and his mama is armed. They have 9mm. They have AKs. They outgun the cops here in Memphis. But I did that. Sister Nancy wanted me to relate that. And that's just one of a whole volume of stories I can tell you about how I had to deal with these poor, helpless, underprivileged, eternally abused nigs here in Memphis, Tennessee. Going to school was a nightmare. I had to take a different route to and from school every day from 11 years old until I got out of there when I was 15. I had to carry a .38 with me. I couldn't all the time. But listen, I got sick from fear, sick from stress. That's what it's like living with a bunch of damn wild feral niggers. Call them what you want, call them blacks, whatever, but a nigger is a nigger. Be right back. Go transversing into the second hour, folks. Hang on to your seats.